Szanowni Państwo, zapraszamy na kolejny panel w strefie SGH. Tym razem tematem będzie współpraca naukowa i gospodarcza pomiędzy Polską i USA.
I think we'll be getting started because also the panel is streamed live on the YouTube channel of Warsaw School of Economics in Warsaw. Welcome to our next panel, Scientific and Economic Cooperation between Poland and US. Very up-to-date topic because this cooperation is actually flourishing and we can see that actually the ties are getting even closer due to the war in Ukraine, where we see the bigger need of the closer cooperation between also the academics. It's my huge pleasure to introduce my guests. We have Dr. Mehmet Tosun, Barbara Smith Campbell Distinguished Professor at the University of Nevada, Professor of Economics and the Director of Osman Center for Entrepreneurship and International Business Programs in the College of Business. And, of course, Dr. Paweł Pietrasieński, Project Coordinator from Osman Center for Entrepreneurship and, of course, Warsaw School of Economics in Warsaw. We have 30 minutes, so we have to keep sharp and short. But before maybe we'll move to the main topic of our today discussion, I would like to ask you to briefly introduce actually how it happened that Warsaw School of Economics and Nevada University started this cooperation. What was the driver, what was the aim, and what's the story behind it?
Yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sylvia, for that introduction. It's a pleasure to be here. This is actually my second time in the Economic Forum, but I would like to sort of emphasize that it is my first time coming to the forum as the honorary ambassador of the SKI Warsaw School of Economics. Mm-hmm. That's, of course, a great pleasure and honor. For the history of the relationship, I will go back to 2017. That will probably be a better starting point. The governor of Nevada, or the states in the United States, not all of them, but some of them, do separate trade missions to different countries, again, like for the export promotion, to in a way like to open their state to the outside world. I mean, U.S. is a big country, as you know, so it is important for the states to also work with foreign partners. And the governor at the time, by the way, that governor is the president of our university right now, so that's another story, and it's of course a very positive one. So the governor at the time did a trade mission to Poland, and we were invited as a group that participated in the trade mission. When I say we, the University of Nevada Reno, and especially our college, the College of Business, participated with multiple faculty members. And during that mission, in front of the governor, we actually signed an agreement. So the first was actually this thing that is on paper. But I will say that especially someone that has done a lot of these partnership agreements with different universities around the world, sometimes these agreements stay on paper. And that's a problem, right? So you just sign a document saying that we're going to be doing these things, all very nice, but are you actually doing that, right? So the question becomes, in the next 5 years, are you actually going to be doing those activities that you promised? And usually, because we are a business school, that will involve things on the entrepreneurship side, supporting entrepreneurship, business development, and so on. Now, in the specific case of the relationship with SGH, we were actually able to do everything that we said on that piece of paper and a lot more. So that's, of course, a great thing to see because, again, we are not seeing this very often. So during the 5 years, because the agreements are usually for 5 years, during these 5 years, we pretty much done everything that we could, from research to teaching to faculty sabbaticals, faculty and student exchange, right? A lot of travel. So actually, this is my 11th time in Poland. So that's that is an indicator, I think, showing that the relationship was strong. And in 2022, because the agreement expired, we actually did a ceremony, in our campus, in our president's office. And for this one, president himself, signed the new agreement, so the agreement is renewed. So we are now actually in our second 5 year period. So everything is going great. And I was just talking to somebody, and I basically said that the people that I talked to when I explained these things, and I can make a very long list of things that we've done with SKH, they actually asked me, "How did you do this?" Because again, you don't see this very often. So so that needs some explanation. And I've been telling Powell and others that at some point we need to write a paper about this, and maybe it's going to look more like a book than a paper.
Well, it's very interesting discussion because I think definitely it's much better to work on case studies and show how things work in practice than actually talking about the need of maybe implementing some initiative. Would you like to add anything to this brief introduction about the cooperation?
Yes, of course. And 2017, already mentioned by Professor Tosson, was a very special year Szkoła Główna Handlowa, Warsaw School of Economics perspective, because we started collaboration with University of Nevada, Reno, which actually happened to be a strategic partnership, but also, and I have to mention that was kind of the vision to prolong this for the kind of the long term and multi-channel collaboration. And that time I became also the plenipotentiary of Szkoła Główna Handlowa for the collaboration with the state of Nevada. And having that in mind, it's also important to mention that we have still very strong support from the SGH, Warsaw School of Economics authorities. And today are represented in the audience by our vice rector, Agnieszka Chłoń-Dominczak. So thank you very much. And we are hearing that we will be joined later by rector Piotr Wachowiak. And regarding this collaboration, it's also very important to add that the business kind of the factor to that was at the beginning was kind of the design as a future, as a kind of future project band. And right now we can say that there is no other place in the United States which has more, I would say, business support and academic programs with Poland than the state of Nevada. And there is no other place in the state of Nevada which has more collaboration in Poland than Northern Nevada and, of course, University of Nevada, Nevada, Reno. And there is no coincidence of that. And just to mention another institution which we should be very thankful because we are, because of that, because of Warsaw School of Economics invitation, but also invitation of Stowarzyszenie Wspólnota Polska and your of Polish Diaspora business Center, Cooperation Center, and Polish American Chamber of Commerce. It's basically very important because we kind of created kind of the multi-structure partnership, and it looks that it's already working. This is our actually together. This is our third forum, mine the third, and I'm basically as also professor of Warsaw School of Economics, I am proud that the university is represented on such a level and with that, such important forum. But I am proud, I would say, in the double way, because I'm seeing that we are first time in our history of our relations, first time we are calling this business and education mission under the Osman Center for Entrepreneurship umbrella to Europe. And one of the major stops is, of course, Karpacz and Economic Forum. And what we agreed with Professor Tosin, maybe we will use this opportunity also to mention who is in our mission, maybe.
Okay, we'll do half and half. So I will start and then Paweł will continue on this one. So I'll start with especially the group that is directly coming from the university, from Nevada. So of course I'll say that Dr. Petrashensky is also one of our staff members in the Osmo Center for Entrepreneurship. He's working as a program coordinator and doing a great job. So thanks, Paul, for that. But we have within our College of Business this entity that is actually a little bit different in the sense that it is a federally funded organization, and it is very active in terms of supporting small business. And this is actually the first time, the first mission that this group is participating. I'm talking about the Nevada Small Business Development Center, and we have the state director, Vinnie Dowling. With us, I'd like to recognize Vinnie for joining our mission. Thank you very much, Vinnie. And right next to Vinnie, I would like to mention that we have these excellent group of mentors, judges, for our entrepreneurship competitions and programs, and we have two entrepreneur in residence positions right now, and the second one is actually a brand new position, and we have our brand new entrepreneur in residence, Chris Yount, with us as well. So in terms of the companies, so it's a long list. So I'll start with the person that is sitting pretty close to me. Hamdi Tural is representing the TLS Logistics, which is a company that is actually based in Istanbul, headquartered in Istanbul, but they recently started their American operations, and they decided with a very good decision, I'll say, to do their soft landing in the US in Nevada. So they actually opened up their first office in Reno, actually on our campus, because we have incubation space on our campus that the businesses can locate. And so I'd like to recognize him as well, that is part of the mission. And I shall say another person that is sitting here, part of the group is represented by two individuals, Adam and Joanna. So thank you very much, for joining our mission as well. So do you want to continue?
Yes, because now the problem starts with the pronunciation. So that would be easier for me. And Rafał Kartaszyński, who is the founder of ProProject and CEO of TechEdge Developers from Las Vegas, is with us. And originally from Lubelskie region and right now from Las Vegas. Leif Simonsson, Chief Gaming Officer and Head of Product, world winner Game Taco from Las Vegas. Leif, you're with us. And your cooperator, Michael Stefan, design lead. Yes, you are there. Thank you. Thank you for coming. And Piotr Zwierzyk, founder Reality Unit from Wrocław and Las Vegas. Piotr, you are there. Okay. And and of course, the list in future will be way longer. But that's very important that we are bringing not only governmental and education institutions, but also companies with us.
Right, and I may just add, because like that group didn't make it to like this part of the mission, but the Sierra Nevada Corporation, which is headquartered in Nevada, like, you know, very close to Reno, they are going to be part of the other leg of the mission, which is going to be in Istanbul, and they are of course a very important technology-oriented aerospace and defense, company, and they're the builders of the Dream Chaser space plane, and they will be with us, and at some point they are very interested in coming to Poland as well. So just wanted to mention that name too.
Great, thank you for introduction. Welcome, and maybe my suggestion would be that don't leave when the session ends. I would invite you all to the stage so we can take a photo all together, because I think that later everyone will be busy with other things. So please, just when we finish, let me invite you to the stage. But now let's continue our main topic, which is scientific and economic cooperation. Definitely we can also add a business angle to this. I think nowadays we all talk a lot about impact, yes? I mean, purpose-driven projects and so on. So I would like to ask you, based on your few years cooperation, how does your projects in terms of knowledge sharing translate into this economic and business projects and also initiatives that can, you know, make this cooperation even more impactful?
Okay, so of course that could be a pretty long answer to the question. We don't have that much time, but I'll mention this. So, it's Warsaw School of Economics, College of Business. So we are not in engineering. We are not in what they call hard sciences. And that's why, like, you know, sometimes you get these comments that, well, like, you're the softer science, you're the business people, so you don't. But of course, that's a really wrong way of approaching things. So what we found out is that, first of all, in social sciences and business, there's still what we call basic research that is done, and that type of research actually sometimes lends itself more closely to policy change, and any kind of policy change, as we have known, from the real world, you know, have a big impact on everybody, not just like the business, you know, world, but, you know, the society in general, including all these scientists and engineers out there. But the thing that I would like to say is, and that will basically take me to the more business development entrepreneurship side of the scientific research, that the pattern that we see, especially in terms of the students and the people that come to our, you know, Özmo Center for Entrepreneurship, very smart people, let's say somebody with the engineering or science background, very smart, sure, you know, have good ideas, sure, but knows zero about the business world. And we take this person, and that's why, like, some of the programs we develop really start from the zero point. So you're someone that knows nothing about entrepreneurship, let's say, but you're curious and you have some ideas. So we tell that person that, well, let's actually get you in touch with maybe team up, right? Because the teams always work, better than just a single individual that don't know what to do, especially in terms of like very early stage entrepreneurship. So we tell them to team up with someone, like most likely from maybe a business student from the business school, and then take the training in that. So I think the business schools, and in terms of our relationship, we've actually already done one example. For instance, we've done a workshop that brought actually three universities together told, you know, each party about the entrepreneurial ecosystem of those countries. So this was actually jointly with the Warsaw School of Economics and Koç University in Istanbul, for instance. It was a startup program. Good example of that. And I'd like to recognize Professor Vusal Kasımlı here, who is in the audience, because he is the director of the center in Azerbaijan that has this very nice platform called Enterprise Azerbaijan, and we did a wonderful startup school, international startup school. So those are very good examples of the business schools, the schools of economics, also as you say here, helping the scientists and the engineers and others to develop these ideas, and then sometimes they are the ones that actually impact our lives in a much bigger way than some alternatives.
Well, probably I would add to that that we live in a very complex world, and this diversity of perspectives is also very much enriching for the entrepreneurs or the future entrepreneurs. Yes.
So to add to that, I think the model Triple Helix has to be mentioned, and basically this is the collaboration between academia, government, and business. Yes, and when we look at the model from the Polish perspective, it was kind of the phased approach. So first was academia, then academia was telling government, okay, this is what you should do, and then government went to companies and maybe it took some time to deliver the message. So sometimes message was already old, and everything has to be, I would say changed, yes, to do it right. In the United States, when we started to research that, and the Osman Center for Entrepreneurship is a very good example, we are doing this at the same time. So in the one place, in the College of Business, on one floor, there is a Osman Center, which is basically the institution which basically founded by private capital, private owners. But on the other hand, you have the already mentioned Nevada Small Business Development Center, represented by Winnie, which is basically more on the government side. And you have, of course, we have collaboration with state government. We are academia, and the companies are coming too. Yes, they're coming to be mentor. They are coming to learn about the program and participate in this. And just about statistics, between Poland and the United States, of course, including Nevada, but through our programs right now, around 100 researcher plus we exchange on both SGH and UNICEF Nevada Reno. But we probably exchange, right now it's more than 200 companies, different startups and more established companies, where went on both sides, both sides of the Atlantic in the same collaboration. So of course we are academia, but we are very much focus on businesses, and in that case, when you look on these numbers, you could say that we have also very I think unique types of the companies. We are small, rather small organizations, yes, when compared to the biggest universities in the world. But on the other hand, we are focusing on very unique, I would say, business proposals. So for example, we have I would say probably the first drone aircraft in the world. Yes, Faraday is just paving the way as a leader in the global world. So in that type of the services we have, when we are talking about healthcare and medtech, we have company from Helm, I believe, which basically, which entering the Nevada and Las Vegas, they came for the right now for 140 countries you are present. Yes, your products. In that case, you have Game Taco and of course World Winner. Basically, they are right now aiming to be the next Nevada unicorn. Yes, that will hopefully will be our second one, actually the third one, but second in Las Vegas. So hopefully you are on the very good path. But what you are doing, you are the global leader in skill-based mobile gaming and building platform for them, and of course Reality Unit as a Polish company being also in Las Vegas helping them. So what we that's what we we are doing it, of course, I have to mention two countries. Yes, the Turkey and our here TLS is probably the fastest growing logistics company in Turkey. Yes, and right now with the very high success going entering the U.S. market through Reno. So this is this benefits, and of course I have to mention our collaboration with that's of course because of Professor Tosun, but and your involvement in that program. But we enter into the very close collaboration with the Azerbaijan, and we created jointly yes the startup school there. So it's and just to add to that, and maybe will be my last point to this, what we can happen right now, Turkish company can benefit to entering US, but also can collaborate with Polish companies. Polish companies can enter US market, go to Turkey and to Azerbaijan, and that's just the beginning, because we are planning to expand to more than 20 partners. Sometimes they are partners of SGH, Warsaw School of Economics. Sometimes they are partners of the University of Nevada, Reno, but many times they are our joint partners. And the Koç University was mentioned in Turkey, the number one university in Turkey, based in Istanbul. And they are partners in both of our universities. And we are already thinking about, expanding our programs.
So I would make a comment that you can be a small organization, but very impactful. So that would be my next question, actually, about also being attractive for both sides. I mean, what are the key of the success of this collaboration? You said that many times you have it on the paper, but in this case, actually, it's really working. So what would you say as key indicators that are, helping here to really facilitate those cooperations on so many levels, actually?
Yeah, I mean, it's... That's a good question because, people wondered. So, like, hey, this is very impressive. So you're doing all these nice things. How did you do this? What were the factors? And it's hard to say. It is just like one thing. I mean, like when I get a question about Poland, and like it will be like, why Poland? Well, I'm not Polish. I don't speak the language. So in a way, yeah, like that's a good question. Why Poland? But it turned out that maybe some of these partnerships. You could be driven by, things maybe out of your control, or coincidental situations. But, it is definitely the human factor, right? So, on both sides, you need to see this willingness. And it is the issue of, hey, I'm going to go and do an agreement with the top university in that country is not that important, in my opinion. So it is... I'm not going to go and find the Harvard of, Poland, Turkey, or Spain, and so on. I would like to actually work with the universities, with the groups that are willing to work with us, that shows the willingness, the enthusiasm, and also, of course, the capacity is important because it needs to be relatively equal partners. So I think with Poland, with SKI Warsaw School of Economics, we've seen, all of the above, right? So we definitely seen a school that has a big business and economics focus. Well, I'm an economist, so I love seeing that, obviously. At the same time, in terms of the human, individuals, the human capital that is involved, we've seen an amazing group of faculty and students. And then the willingness, the interest and the enthusiasm, so all of them were there that I think contributed very nicely. So in a way, it was... all these things coming together that actually led to. Well, and you may ask, of course, in some other cases, I mean, we have technically 20 partnerships, but some of them, unfortunately, have to stay on paper because we have things missing, from these factors that I mentioned to you. And some of them may be just happening with a delay. It may be taking more time. With Poland, things happen also very quickly. I think I need to mention that, again, 2017 to 2022, in the first 5 years, we have so many things to show, right? So including things that are tangible, such as book volumes, journal articles, papers written, the actual visits, right? Exchanges. So, I mean, in total, I think we were talking about more than 100 people or, definitely more than 100 people going back and forth between the two countries. And I'm not just saying anyone, but faculty and students, not just faculty either. So that's pretty amazing. So I'll say the human factor is very important here. But again, it needs to be that multiple things, these The environment needs to be right, and multiple things need to come together nicely so that you can actually build a really good long-term partnership like this.
So commitment, yes, definitely, and also capacity and execution. Would you like to add anything to that?
I will follow words of Professor Tosun about the human factor, because that's probably shows, I would say, more than 50% of our success, because there are many, of course, conditions. But I will mention some names, because it's because we are where we are right now. Yes, so we wouldn't be here, yes, without some support. So, for example, when I mentioned Maciej Cybulski, I remember, and when he was the ambassador of actually state of Illinois, and many years represented state of Illinois in Europe, and we learned from the best. And now, of course, he's from Wspólnota Polska, but we are working on the business support programs. So that's one way. But another is our bosses with the vision. Yes, with the and let me say, of course, Brian Sandoval and the former governor, right now president of University of Nevada, Reno. Actually, he said, I would like to put Nevada on the global map, yes? And by the way, he, of course, we helped him also to design that he basically said, I would like to put Nevada as the major state to collaborate with Poland. Yes, in that case, it wouldn't be possible without such support. And of course, we have our, from SGH point of view, and being the rector's plenipotentiary, and this decision, that was the decision of Paweł Rocki, then continue with Piotr Wachowiak, gave us the outreach, yes? And the outreach to basically be present on that market. And last but not least, well, I mentioned Vice Rector Agnieszka Chłoń-Dominczak, but he supervises our research. And one of the biggest research projects we are doing together with the University of Nevada, Reno, is so-called Gospostratek project, yes, the Mazovia, the accelerator of global enterprises. And this is how we together right now as SGH, as Warsaw, as Osman Center for Entrepreneurship and the University of Nevada, Reno, helping Mazovia region, yes, to better internationalize or better design system to internationalize our own Mazovian company to have success on global markets. So that's probably the simple, maybe short, but the answer.
Yes.
Can I just add something about Rector Chłoń-Dominczak? Because one of my first actually visits to Warsaw, we have a fairly common research interest as well. So she included me in a research seminar. You'll remember this. So I actually presented a paper in front of her, and that's great to see. Rector Rocki, I mean, when he was the rector when we signed the first agreement, he's an econometrician. You know, those that are economists know what I'm talking about. And we talked about econometrics a little bit. So, I mean, those things are very important. And of course, like on our side, you know, our leadership, so, you know, our president, Brian Sandoval, is someone that you can easily talk to. And the leadership, of course, is very important. And the adding to the human factor, I think that should definitely be recognized. And Rector Wachowiak, of course, has been a great leader. The second term is going to be even better, I think, than the first term of our agreement, I mean.
So probably we have time only for the one final question. So maybe I would ask that, you know, normally when you have a cooperation, it's also successful when both sides benefit. And that would be my question, you know, how do you see this transfer of knowledge, transfer of perspectives, approaches, different business angles, yes, the diversity of perspective also in terms of the different countries and of origin of the businesses and entities engaged. So what are the benefits on both sides? You know, always also in the mentoring program, you said it's not only mentee, but also mentors who benefit. So I wonder how this ecosystem is developing also in terms of what both sides gain.
Yeah, of course, I mentioned research, and I'll emphasize research because that's very important to us, and I know it is very important to you. So, business schools, it's not about just teaching classes. You know, we need to basically sit down, like, you know, do research, and that is an impact on the students' lives because, like, we include them in our research, right? So we have a lot to show. I mean, in this case, again, you know, somebody looking at our resumes, and I'm not just talking about myself, but a number of faculty on both sides, they will see directly, again, that's why I said the tangible results. in terms of like, you know, hey, these people wrote a book together. And not just one, but I think three or four times. I think maybe we did the fourth volume also recently. And you know, journal articles. So that's the impact. But more broadly speaking, so our university, I mean, Nevada is actually a small state. And I'm not going to say that, you know, compared to states such as California, New York, and Illinois, and like Florida and so on. So it is not maybe as well connected internationally. So, our actually mission in the university, at least like one of the missions in the university, that is also in our strategic plan, is to internationalize our campus. That actually also is true for this entire state. So you cannot be a closed economy. So you need to open up your state, and the same way you need to open up your university, your campus to the outside world. This is... one of the best examples of, like, you know, how that internationalization actually works and succeeds in our universities. So from our end, so we see this as a big success story. That I'll actually tell you this: that I was contacted by the president's office, and they were looking for. So I think they were going to meet with a potential donor to the university, and they were looking for documents to show, or like the examples to show. As you know, hey, we're doing something very nice internationally, and they actually used, you know, our partnership with SKH and our international report, one of our international reports, in terms of that. So we have our university has 6 colleges and 6 different schools. So we are only one unit within the much bigger, like, you know, university with like 20,000 students, right? So it is a great pleasure and an honor to actually see that. Your university actually sees that you're doing something right and then uses that as an example. So I'll mention that.
Last final word?
Just final word is that United States has around 50% bigger economy than European Union economy is right now. And it's growing faster than average European Union growth. When you look at 80% scale-ups, European scale-ups are scaling successfully because they enter the United States. So our scale-ups in Poland, in Europe, they have no other choice. Yes, in 80% of choices, yes, they need to go to United States. We will be able to help them through our resources. But on the other hand, of course, Nevada also benefits. Yes, because those companies bring values, bring innovation, bring entrepreneurship spirit, and that's why this is both on advantages are on both sides. And how Professor Tosson said, it has to be the open system, and that's what we are doing.
Well, great. Definitely, we need, you know, and more encouragement to the Polish entrepreneurs to do this, because I think we are quite, we don't have many cases, success stories to share. But I hope that, you know, through such an initiatives, we'll have more and more companies, and that will also encourage more Polish entrepreneurs to really go overseas and try to implementing their project, not only trade but also investment abroad. So thank you very much. Congratulations on this fantastic initiatives, and let me now invite you all to the stage, so we can take a photo all together, yes? Thank you.